Laszlo Learns Recorder by Vicky Weber, illustrated by Masha Klott. Good morning, class. I would like you to meet our new student, Laszlo, the teacher says. Laszlo stands at the front of the classroom. He gives a shy smile as he sits down on the carpet with the students. Laszlo is nervous. What if no one likes me? What if I make a mistake? He thinks to himself. Hi, Laszlo. My name is Amina, the girl next to him says. With a smile, he shakes her hand. All morning long, Amina helps him with the schoolwork. Together, they practice their math facts, read stories, and even play hide-and-seek at recess.
Okay, class, it's time for music. Line up by the door, his teacher says.
We get to learn music? Laszlo asks excitedly.
Of course. Prepare for more fun, Amina answers.
They walk through the door to the music room. Laszlo notices bright colors all around the room and some strange symbols that he does not understand. Miss Marmoset, the music teacher, greets them with a smile.
Good morning, everyone. I am excited because today we will start learning the recorder, she says.
What is a recorder? Laszlo whispers to Amina.
I don't know, she says with a shrug.
Miss Marmoset begins passing out long tubes with holes in them to each student. Laszlo thanks her and holds his with confusion.
This is a recorder, Miss Marmoset explains. It is an instrument that requires practice and patience.
Miss Marmoset plays a short song on her recorder. Laszlo smiles.
Wow! It sounds so beautiful, he thinks to himself.
Miss Marmoset then shows the class how to hold the recorder using their left hands.
When you play the recorder, you only need a tiny amount of air. Place your hand in front of your mouth and practice using quiet, gentle air, she explains.
Place your own hand in front of your mouth and blow, just like the lemurs.
Next, we need to learn the notes on our instruments, she says.
Miss Marmoset uses her first finger to cover the top hole and her thumb to cover the hole in the back.
The first note you need to know is B. It looks like this.
Play along with Laszlo. Laszlo tries to play a B, but instead it makes a squeaky sound. It doesn't sound anything like when Miss Marmoset plays her recorder.
Ouch!
Amina covers her ears.
I'm sorry, Laszlo apologizes.
He tries again, but it makes the same awful sound. Laszlo starts to cry.
I'm never going to get it right.
Miss Marmoset approaches Laszlo.
You'll get it, Laszlo. When your recorder makes a sound you don't like, there are two things to check. One, your fingers might be letting air escape. Make sure each finger is completely covering the hole.
Laszlo shifts his fingers and tries again, but it still sounds squeaky.
This is impossible!
Don't give up now, Laszlo.
What is the second thing to check, Miss Marmoset? Amina asks. Well, you might be using too much air. Remember that the recorder needs a tiny amount of air.
Laszlo lets out a sigh and tries again. A beautiful sounding B comes out of his instrument.
I did it! He shouts with excitement.
Miss Marmoset smiles.
I knew you would!
Our next note is A. It looks like this. Play along with Laszlo. Miss Marmoset walks around the room, helping each student with their new notes.
Next, she draws a pattern on the board. Laszlo raises his hand excitedly.
Miss Marmoset, those are the notes we just learned in a different order, he exclaims.
Very good. Let's play these patterns together, she says, smiling. Playing, everyone. Place your recorders in your cases and remember to bring them with you next time. When I see you next, we will have more notes to learn. So make sure you practice B and A at home.
Miss Marmoset escorts them to the door.
That was so fun. When do we get to come back to music class? Laszlo asks.
Don't worry, Laszlo. We get to see Miss Marmoset again next week,
Amina responds.
I can't wait until next week, he says with a smile.
He picks up his recorder and plays his own patterns with B and A all the way home.